Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now.
Testing one,
for again, the Most High has told me
testing.
That I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. There's this precious opportunity for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert silence. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy fall of mankind. Men have sought to create for themselves their own institutions, their own governments, their own ideologies and religions. Why have they done this, my brothers and sisters? Many have done this to exalt themselves in their ignorance, my brothers and sisters, having fallen away from the truth, too prideful to admit they've fallen away from wisdom. Men have sought to create for themselves houses after which they could pride in their indiscriminate thoughts. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, in a world without integrity that speaks many lies, many have been beguiled, having been deceived and seduced. To rejoice, my brothers and sisters, after institutionalized double-mindedness, prideful, my brothers and sisters, that their allegiances have been unto lies, half-truths and flatteries, and by no means, my brothers and sisters, the truth. The nature of a liar is that he will never tell the whole truth. A prophet is called to speak after the Spirit of the Most High, to declare all the Most High would reveal. Bring all things the Most High has spoken to remembrance. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. In the book of Acts 3:18 says Messiah comes for what? Restitution. How about the remembrance and the restoration of all things? The Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, It is written that whoever will not hearken to that cumulative testimony of that prophet which the Most High sends, who is Messiah himself, whoever will not hearken to his testimony, whoever would deceive his brother, not to discern the full magnitude and honor that is due to the words of the Most High as contained in the law as revealed by his prophets, whoever will not hearken to those words, my brothers and sisters, to be cut off from among the people, for a people. Whoever would not know his ways, whoever would not know his thoughts, whoever would prefer the misadministrations of the book that are the fact, not the commandments of Yah, but the misadministrations of men, whoever would not hearken to the words of the Most High, as he himself would reveal them, shall reveal these words, and has unto his true servants revealed these words. Whoever would not hearken, my brothers and sisters, to such cumulative agreement, that is, that covenant testimony, the scripture says, will be cut off from among the people. Whoever would so deceive his brother not to recognize the fullness of what is contained in the law and the prophets and all its implications, the scripture says, is guilty even unto hellfire. You know, my brothers and sisters, you know, I look at the situation in which men, many see themselves faced with, some imperiled with, just even this upcoming weekend. You know, it's amazing that this year, 2016, there are many who will be celebrating in their so-called churches, tainted institutions, worldly institutions, institutions, my brothers and sisters, driven after all manner of carnal strife, divisions, but never having discerned the full vision. And many of my brothers and sisters will be celebrating their churches institutions that were never sanctuaries against the lie. Institutions that would never teach men question, will we being heard clearly where you are? I'm getting some reports that perhaps our audio is not functioning. Were you able to hear before? That's what I'd like to know. Let's see. We had a dropout for a while. May the word now go forth. Okay, well, maybe I need to start again where I, perhaps even where I began. I'll just say it again, speak again, my brothers and sisters, that no question about it. This year, I said this year. In fact, this very weekend, it's a shame, my brothers and sisters, that in what many call sanctuaries, churches, when they were never fully guarded against the lies of this world, that many of my brothers and sisters, this very weekend, this upcoming Sunday, as an example, many will not only be worshiping against the hope of the Shabbat, pleading of men's souls after a pure, perfect word after which there is no contention. Not only will men be taught a multitude of partial doctrine, partial doctrines that are treacherous against the hope of a covenant. But my brothers and sisters, not only will people be keeping, observing their Sunday worship this weekend. In fact, my brothers and sisters, you will also be celebrating the mass misrepresentation, even the mass murder of men's souls and thoughts. That is the custom that many call Xmas, Christmas, they will. you don't know what I'm talking about, about how just how devilishly unjust and misrepresentative a custom they call Christmas is, that has its roots in the ancient pagan Egyptian, Babylonian, Greco-Roman Saturnalia. I would strongly suggest that you check out on my website articles like those called at hiddengospel.com, the article that is called Xmas Economics. I would also strongly suggest that you check out another article there, which is called The Bacchus Connection, B-A-C-C-U-S-C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-O-N. This is at hiddengospel.com. Very important, my brothers and sisters, that you have this information. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the Most High repented when he saw that the thoughts of men had gone awry, undisciplined, rebellious and proud and self-righteousness continually. Oh, my brothers and sisters, when we discern how the Most High repented before seeing that the thoughts of men have become evil, deviant, not true to himself, not true to my brothers and sisters, that pattern of thought the Most High created man for, to preserve it forever. When we discern, my brothers and sisters, and realize that confusion, debate, doubt, and lies shall not endure forever, then when men cease to worship devils, we look forward to, my brothers and sisters, a kingdom wherein a people, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, a people shall speak no lies, do no iniquity, having indeed overcome, my brothers and sisters, all those who divide this world, having indeed overcome those who divide this world, refusing under their divisions to see the whole vision. And some indeed, my brothers and sisters, will awaken to worship him who made heaven and earth rather than those who divide it. Give me, my brothers and sisters, this time to understand. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, it's sad to think that this very weekend, that the Most High has found it. I want you to understand how this very weekend, this upcoming Sunday, is the movable feast, will be the movable feast, meaning that it does not always occur on the same day. Not the same day of the, let's say, Gregorian calendar, anyway. Will come, my brothers and sisters, also the feast of the Most High, or the feast of the dedication. A feast that commemorates the victory of a people the Most High rose and raised up from amongst his people. Not all that was Greco-Roman or Grecian influence in the temple of the Most High. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a feast that the Most High consecrated, ultimately allowed to be consecrated. Messiah himself observed. Look at Yohanan, John 10:22-23. Messiah was at Jerusalem and it was winter, and he was sitting upon, the scripture says, Solomon's porch, and it was a feast of rededication. My brothers and sisters, what was being celebrated at that time? It was being celebrated, my brothers and sisters, the day of redemption, wherein the Most High, like I said before, raised up a people who cast the Greeks, the powerful Grecian army, and its people out from the temple in Jerusalem, who had and would celebrate such pagan customs as what now is called and is Bacchanalian Babylonian deceits. What many today, my brothers and sisters, today would call the feast, the unholy festival they call Christmas. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. This was a pagan custom that was celebrated amongst the heathen. The Most High and did not declare, had nothing to do with. He said, if you're double-minded in the book of Jacob, they call James. He said, let not a man think who is double-minded, who refuses wisdom, prefers the indiscriminate ideals of the nations, who would not seek the perfect will and work of Yah. He said, let not that man even think he received anything from Yah. Or let him not think that his petitions or his oath are even valid. For such a soul, my brothers and sisters, is unstable and a destabilizing, a deceptive influence in all his ways and thoughts. Time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the real. It's time that we understand, my brothers and sisters, that when men teach the scriptures after the fallen estimations of their own hearts, after private interpretation, not giving full consideration to all the Most High was revealed by His Spirit, and worship indeed, my brothers and sisters, according to what is written in Matthew 15:6-9. And worship indeed before the Most High is worship that is useless. Not indeed the worship of Yah, as men keep for doctrines. How about what are the commanded misadministrations of men? Many contentious, but not seeking the whole truth. You know, my brothers and sisters, we have to stop and consider for a minute what the scriptures meant when it says, the Most High repented when he saw the thoughts of men become evil continually. In other words, men rebellious to continue to do what the Most High spoke that they should not. Luke 6:46, why call ye me Lord, Lord? Why do you call me Savior then? You will not do what I say do. And many of my brothers and sisters who have been warned, many who know that this custom they call Xmas, for instance, is entirely heathen in its origin. But they refuse to accept the fact that the Most High does not sign a covenant that he does not write. And also my brothers and sisters who want to excuse themselves and the participation, co-participation, and the perpetuation of lies, saying it's for the children. Listen to that, my brothers and sisters. It's a lie, they say. They know. Many know. But they say that it's a lie to inhabit the hearts of children, as if they are never to be warned against the deceitfulness of a corrupt, lying, treacherous age. As if to say that the massive contradictions that exist in this society somehow before the Most High can still yet be pleasing. You need to ask the question and say, let not the double-minded man think he receive anything from Yah. Scattered among the nations. Hey, revere the Most High still wants a perfect, complete work unto peace for his people. How shall men say they converted unto the mind of the Most High when they still love the lie? And they can still set themselves up to rejoice and smile in it. My brothers and sisters, I dare say that such as these have not converted at all. The people who can deceive themselves to believe that such double-mindedness, keeping customs like, I've asked before, how is it that customs like this Christmas thing, how is it, my brother and sister, that it has double figureheads? Santa Claus, Bacchus. And that's what this Santa Claus is, my brother and sister. A latter-day rendition of an old pagan Roman Bacchus. Mars, some called him. It's funny, my brothers and sisters, what they'll actually be celebrating on December 25th, which is after December 21st, winter solstice, when it's first, 22nd, is actually, my brothers and sisters, a celebration of the beginning of the what the pagans knew was the beginning of the resurrection of Bacchus. What they say they saw on December 21st was the shortest day of the year. They said at that time that Bacchus went into the earth, and while Bacchus, the sun god, went into the earth, they say, they saw that the days began to lengthen by the 25th. Did you hear me? They saw that the days began to lengthen by the 25th and celebrated that time, awaiting the resurrection of this Bacchus. The reason why they call the feast, they call Xmas, what they call Mardi Gras, what they call Easter, it was all called parts of the Bacchanalia. Celebrations unto Bacchus, my brothers and sisters. It's a shame, my brothers and sisters, that many believe that in so doing they've given honor unto the Most High. Shall the Most High hear the petitions of those who would teach their children to curse the Most High, who would open the minds and hearts of their children? I said, who would open the minds and hearts of their children to become hosts for the demonic thoughts of a devil's hell. Shameful thing, my brothers and sisters. They say that many believe they have an excuse in so doing, because think about it, the unconverted nations never changed. They continue to this day to lie on the Most High. They say the customs like these are that in which he is pleased. You ever read the book of Malachi around 2:16? It says the Most High wants a pure offspring. And you should know this, even if you have a residue of the Holy Spirit. Why do you petition the Most High for the Holy Spirit, for the truth, and believe that your children are born to be hosts unto the preservation of lies? Something is desperately wrong, my brothers and sisters, that you would invoke, that someone would invoke such deceits upon their children. Did you ever read the scriptures, my brothers and sisters? If we really understood the whole truth of it, much more is revealed. The scriptures where it relates that it would be better, ass's millstone, a donkey's millstone, heavy rock that was used to crush. Used to crush grain, used to plow the fields. It's better than an ass's millstone, or hung about the neck of a man he was cast into the sea to face the wrath that will come upon those who cause children to offend, transgress the commandment of Yah. And yet parents, my brothers and sisters, are doing this on a wide scale across the world, refusing to know the sin of what they do, not discerning why man must be born again. Not discerning what it means to be born under sin. Discerning why man must, like I said, must be born again. If this world spoke the truth, brothers and sisters, man would not have to be reoriented under the remembrance of what is eternal. To be born under sin is being born under a society that lies. And I regret to say many have loved because they live in a society without integrity. They have loved the concept of what they call democracy. Divided mind, double-mindedness, hypocrisy. But they have an opportunity to participate in it, but in their compromise, they never heal the problem. It's wake-up time, my brothers and sisters. We have to discern the truth. Matthew 18:6. I'm just relating some examples. How many times this scripture is related again and again? It's better than an ass's millstone hung around a man's neck and be cast in the sea. And you face the wrath of the Most High has upon those who cause children to offend, who lie to their children, who leave their souls and minds unguarded. We teach the children to offend. Learn how to teach them how not to. Man was created, my brothers and sisters, to keep what is called the Shema. To learn and defend and guard all the truth that is necessary that all should agree as one unto the Most High. The genuine love for one another, that indeed in this world there might be peace. But men exchange the truth of Yah for lies. Man that was created and granted the spirit of the Most High. And the scripture says the Most High breathed in him into man the breath of life. It means the man was created an anointed being. But when he exchanged the truth for lies, he forsook himself the gift of the Holy Spirit. And now today, my brothers and sisters, as many scriptures relate, only those who have a sincere desire for the whole pure and perfect truth, not being compromised, not being double-minded, not being hypocrisized, not seeking to compromise the promise, only they, were my brothers and sisters, are worthy of the Most High. In fact, he sent Messiah for that very purpose, saying that if he did not go after the manner that he would go, comfort would not come, because man had to learn to repent. To feel sorrowful that an innocent needed to be sacrificed, that they might repent and recognize the need, my brothers and sisters, to return to the will of one. The men might discern the need to exceed the unrighteousness of those who teach partial and perverted doctrine. The men might become again one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, how did the Most High repent before? He said he repented that he made man when he saw that man's thoughts become evil continually. If you read the scriptures closely, what the Ritter said, that in the midst of the beauty and the majesty and the perfection and the order of his creation, he repented that he made man whose thoughts had become evil continually, which means he repented that in the midst of his creation, there was a being, my brothers and sisters, that he had made. That being deceived would stand against the order of the One Most High. How did he repent? Repent means oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, to turn back toward what was in the beginning. The salvation of man is in the realization that corruption and lies shall not endure forever. For those who believe that corruption and lies endure forever worship lies in disguise. This world was not created divided. This world was not created in darkness, confused, my brothers and sisters. After so many variant misideals that men are misled and led not to know the way. We must return. We must all seek Yah. That we return to the invariant light. The light that casts out all the darkness, all confusion. We must return, my brothers and sisters, beyond divisions to see the one true, pure, and perfect vision after which all might agree. This we must do. The Most High repented before, my brothers and sisters, when he saw such a thing as the thoughts of men becoming prideful and all manner of abomination to comfort themselves. He said he would destroy man upon the face of the earth. Read it for yourself, my brothers and sisters. Genesis 6:5-7. Read it for yourself and understand. And as the Most High repented before, seeking to return things back to a state of normalcy, so shall he repent again. Because again, my brothers and sisters, for a long time have the thoughts of men remained evil, undisciplined, unrefined. As I spoke to you on last evening, if you pollute the holy thing, my brothers and sisters, that there's no place clean. The only way that things can be restored to a place of normalcy, order, is that you remove the corrupting influence entirely. Brothers and sisters, there are those who, because they prove that they have not loved Yah enough, face much turmoil in the days to come. Messiah said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend my commandments. Preserve the truth against all worldliness and liars. He said, if you're his friends, faithful unto him. If your oath is unto him, by no means should you seek to preserve any of the lies, any of the misconceits, any of the false doctrines of the nations. Yet this men have done and said, dared to say that they were servants of Yah. To say in Isaiah 42, that men have gone astray, but Messiah, but men have gone astray, but there have been none to say restore. Therefore, for righteousness' sake, the scripture says Messiah will come to magnify what is divine law. And men might discern it at a dimension that is honorable. And who, my brothers and sisters, are so blind as those who men have dared to believe or have dared to believe in their treachery for the servants of Yah? Blind as your rulers. Blind of those who thought they were the servants of Yah, but they sought the commands of another. People not discerning, according to Isaiah 42. You need to read around 16 and 25. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, they were burned, wearied, polluted, far from what is holiness. Or holy, far from the holiness necessary to please Yah, and refusing to know it. Something, my brothers and sisters, in this is desperately wrong, desperately awry. But there are those today, my brothers and sisters, who continue to refuse. I said they continue to refuse. Know it. Blessed are they who will still yet open their eyes, that the truth might be known. I'm looking here and I see that because we had that bit of a delay, I'm going to have to extend the time a little bit before we are no longer on the air. Let's see, I believe I've done that. I believe we can continue. The scriptures I'm speaking of, my brothers and sisters, I said the scriptures I'm speaking of that relate better than an ass's millstone was cast around one's neck and face the wrath that is to come. Those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, are in Matthew 18 and 6, Mark 9 and 42, Luke 17 and 2. But my brothers and sisters, there's a secret that is discerned by not everyone with regard to these things. If we read closely the scriptures that are in Jeremiah, Jeremiah 61 through 64, we realize that when the prophet Jeremiah, I said when the prophet Jeremiah prophesied against Babylon, the Most High had commanded him to take a scroll, a heavy rock, cast it into the sea as a sign that the day will come that the confusions of Babylon shall be no more and shall not rise again. If we read also, my brothers and sisters, Jeremiah throughout that 51st chapter, it talks about the devices of the Most High against Babylon to destroy it. It talks about the Most High raising up one who is called the King of the Medes. Isaiah 51, 11, and 51. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we only understood, if we only all understood these things, we discern so much more. Revelation, in the 16th chapter, 16:12 through 21. Oh, I heaven help us. Comparing it also, the book of Revelation 21. Both of these also relate the same scenario, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah is called the King of the East. Like I said, the one who is called the King of the Medes is also called the King of the East. The Messiah is called the Righteous One, likened to the rising sun. Isaiah 41. He's called the Angel from the rising sun, the word angel meaning king, as in King of the East. The rising sun of Revelation 7 and 2. It's called the Son of Righteousness that arises, the morning star. If you look at such scriptures, it's Malachi 4 and 2. Okay, they say we dropped around the book of Luke. When I spoke about the book of Luke. Wow. Luke, particularly, is 17 and 2. Prayerfully, everyone can hear me now. I need to repeat what I was speaking about earlier again. If I'm being now heard, please, someone type up in the chat and let me know. I'd appreciate it. But I will continue until I hear. I'll get a sign that we are being heard. I repeat. Matthias 18 and 6. Mark 9 and 42. Luke 17 and 2. All speak that it would be better that a man, such as had an ass's millstone, a heavy rock that was called an ass's millstone, that whereby they consider used the donkey to pull a very heavy rock to plow the fields to break the grain. Better than that a man have an ass's millstone hung around his neck and he will cast in the sea the face of the wrath that is to come upon those who cause the children to err, who cause the children to transgress, who cause the children to offend. What do you think these customs like Easter, Christmas, and Sunday are? You know, I ran into someone recently who told me he couldn't worship a God who would condemn him. He said, send him to hell. Because he kept or wanted to keep Easter and Christmas with his children. My brothers and sisters, long before any of us got here, that the Most High said that those who keep customs like this, that in the day of judgment, though they cry out to him with a loud voice, he will not hear them. He said, because they kept the feast to Gad and many, tripping the number. Some say December 24th and December 25th, need to read Isaiah 65, and said they were holier than thou, forgetting the Most High, forgetting his holy kingdom. And that when he told them that this thing that they should not do, they continue to do. He said, because when I called, you did not answer. I spoke, you did not listen. He said, I would deliver your number, you over to the sword. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern reality. Yirmiyahu, I said Yirmiyahu, 51st chapter, is record to what is written also in Revelation 16:12-21. Messiah is called in Revelation the King of the East. His spirit, truth against all the unclean spirits and the false testimonies of the rulers of this world. And my brothers and sisters, in Yirmiyahu at 51:11-28, Messiah is called the King of the Medes. The one who bore the title Morning Star, light to cast out all the darkness, the righteous one likened to the rising sun. My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand that in those same scriptures, in that same 51st chapter of Yirmiyahu, 51:61-64, the prophet Yirmiyahu was commanded to take a scroll, to tie it, to tie a rock to it, to cast it into the sea, that all the unjust testimonies of man, symbolically, be warned against, for the day will come. The Most High shall cast this all this corruption, to its demise, that it not rise again. That's must understand what it meant when the scripture talks about the destruction of that city that Messiah shall first warn. Tell a whole world that lies do not endure forever. Tell a whole world that there's only one salvation. There's only one being made whole. There's only one being healed beyond all those who divide this earth. After contentious lies, after which there's no protection against the intrusion of illusion. All this must be understood, my brothers and sisters, for the power of the word is in more than knowing simply what is said, but how it all works together. For every word of the Most High, I said every word of the Most High, reinforces every other word. Time we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters, what it means. As you say, the light has no fellowship with darkness. The invariant light, my brothers and sisters, cast out all the darkness. The very invariant light cast out all confusion. All the misconceits that inhabit the minds and hearts of those who refuse to know the fullness of things. This we must understand. And it's been because men have loved in a social environment in which lies are licensed, and every man of difference against the Most High is given license under the guise of what men call religious freedom, a freedom where there are so many contradictions that men are ensnared by the multitude of their own corrupt ways. Many in a society, my brothers and sisters, wherein there's no integrity, no sense of an absolute. Men have loved divided-minded, divided rule, divided mind, double-mindedness, trusting in customs, even they have double figureheads, that they should never have sworn the name of the Most High upon these vanities that can never please Yah. Men have loved this concept of democracy, participation in compromise, hypocrisy, illusion. And my brothers and sisters, the words that have only been mass murder unto the demise and death of many generations. Time we wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters, if your participation in the system means that you can never uphold the whole truth, it means, my brothers and sisters, you always will preserve in such compromise somebody's lies. The Most High has promised the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, which speaks no lies. So men who have not learned how not to lie, you partakers in it? Obviously not. There must be a raising of conscience, a raising of awareness. But then there can be no more debate, no more doubt, no more room for confusion. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who recognize that purpose of man, that is the Shema, the seeking of all that is necessary to all agree as one in the Most High. Only those who recognize the need to seek the Most High and love Him with all their minds, heart, souls, and might. I do not say being dissuaded after the varying ideas of men, but only those who seek and love the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might for the mutual good of one another are worthy to be called true to a covenant. Blessed are they who, my brothers and sisters, will understand this. For Messiah said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, you will guard, maintain, and defend the integrity of my words, my commandments. It means, my brothers and sisters, whoever is not avowed to do so is not his servant. But many of them, my brothers and sisters, who refuse to know and discern the truth are they of whom the scriptures speak. In Isaiah 42:16 says, ultimately the same thing it really says in Isaiah 28, amidst a society in which there's no place clean. Men have fallen away from righteousness, and there's been none to say restore. So I will come to magnify. How about elaborate upon heavily upon the word to a state after which men might discern it honorably. But my brothers and sisters, the scriptures warn us in that day that the many who many have called servants of the Most High, many have called rulers, contentions against the anointing of the Most High, have all been blind men, my brothers and sisters, and the blind indeed have led the blind. They both have fallen into the pit. This has occurred, my brothers and sisters, and men have refused to know it. For the Most High calls forth his people, read Isaiah 43, that their conscience be formed and shaped by him. Even that they discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the constraints of the mindscapes of the peoples of the nations. This destruction of misrepresentation is the destruction of Babylon. That must be the common expectation, zeal, and patience of all those who be called true unto the holy name. The consecrated one, the Kodeshim, the holy ones of the One Most High. Since we've had a bit of technical difficulties tonight, I pray that in the days to come, definitely maybe perhaps even tomorrow night, I intend to perhaps relate this testimony again. And the more that still yet needs to be told. Perhaps in a more undistracted, undisturbed technical environment. But this word can go forth truly as it needs to be. So for now, my brothers and sisters, until we speak again, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant of Remembrance Ministries. Thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Under his might, honor, and praise always. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. Let your conscience hear what it needs to hear. Unto Yah always, my brothers and sisters, under His praise, the Supreme Most High, the Supreme Carrier of His name, that declares Him all that He is in truth. Hallelujah! And again, I thank you all for listening.